Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The highly anticipated film Crazy Rich Asians opens in theaters today. Based on Kevin Kwan's best-selling novel, it stars Constance Wu as Rachel, a Chinese-American professor at NYU, invited by her boyfriend Nick, played by Henry Golding, to spend spring break at his best friend's wedding in Singapore.
We've been dating for over a year now, and I think it's about time people met my beautiful girlfriend. Come on. I'm Colin's best man. Don't you want to see where I grew up? Meet my family? My Ama? I meet up with that strange college roommate of yours.
Take Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
She has been begging me to come visit her, you know.
The universe has spoken. It wants you over there.
But what neither the universe or Nick is telling Rachel is that his family is crazy rich. Crazy Rich Asians is the first Hollywood film in 25 years to feature an all-Asian cast in a contemporary setting. The last was 1993's The Joy Luck Club, and Lisa Liu, who starred in The Joy Luck Club, appears in Crazy Rich Asians as Nick's grandmother. So you have there a fiction account of Asians traveling from America to Singapore. We'll see how that does at the box office. But we close this hour with a true account of young Chinese children coming to the U.S. About 80 boys and girls are now going home to China this week after spending their summer going to school in the little town of Chester, New Hampshire, practicing their English, learning about American culture. New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Pookman spent a day with the kids and has this report.
Almost none of these kids had been to New Hampshire before. Most hadn't even heard of New Hampshire. So what's their first impression?
I think New Hampshire is a great state. It's very beautiful.
Leo has a lot of Granite State pride. So does Kevin.
There are lots of trees and animals there.
What kind of animals have you seen?
Dog.
Leo and Kevin, both age 12, are nearing the end of a 6-week language immersion program at Bush Academy. Bush is owned by a private Chinese education company that a few years ago bought a vacant college campus and launched a summer school for kids aged roughly 9 through 12.
Sense. Everybody say sense.
Sense.
Okay?
Most of the day is spent inside newly renovated classrooms. Native English teachers like Miss Deb run through lessons, assign homework. There's also gym class and music. All of these kids are from Dalian, China, a coastal city in the northeastern part of the country. Their parents spend approximately $8,000 to send them here for the summer language program. It's a good chunk of money, but think of it as a down payment.
My name is Grace. I'm 12 years old.
Why did you want to come for the summer?
I will learn some English too, because in the future I will study in America.
Western universities are a huge draw for these families. The thinking is mastering English and getting a deeper understanding of American culture will help down the line when it's time to apply for colleges. These types of immersion programs are popping up across the U.S. One of the first field trips these kids take upon arrival is to the campuses of MIT and Harvard.
I want to go to MIT. Me too. Me too.
Li Wang oversees Bush Academy. He says some parents in China do scratch their heads a bit when they hear the program is based in small town New Hampshire. But when he tells them it's close to Boston,
they say, oh, that's a good place. So, okay, no problem. We send our kids go to there.
And these are kids. Learning English may be the focus, but it is not the only highlight. After classes are over, everyone streams out onto the quad. There's soccer and badminton. Or if you don't like the weather...
Yes. The weather is very hot. It's so hot.
You can beat the heat inside, playing ping pong and board games. Along with free time, the students uniformly share a passion for...
Obviously the food.
Rihanna Cleveland is a local public school teacher who also teaches at Bush during the summer.
They really love... They love the typical pizza... cheeseburger, you know, those types of things.
French fries.
Ice cream.
Oreo.
I buy some fruit, milk, yogurt.
I'm very hungry.
But they're also very willing to try, you know, other things too.
This is the prune. A prune used to be a plum, and it dried up.
The dining hall here can fit up to 150 students at a time, which is helpful because this school is growing. The parent company plans to eventually offer a year-round program for Chinese students, but accreditation will take time. Jill Hartman is director at Bush Academy.
When you start a new international school, you have to have everyone's approval. So we're seeking approval on many different levels.
Hartman says Bush, for now, is looking to partner with other local private schools. The kids from China would go to class during the day at those established schools, but then live on Bush's campus. That's the long-term vision. In the short term, the students are getting in a few last-minute field trips before the summer's over and they head back to China. 80 kids who know basically nothing about baseball file into a minor league ballpark in Manchester to watch the New Hampshire Fisher Cats play the Harrisburg Senators. They buy hot dogs and cotton candy, they marvel at foul balls, and wind up leaving after the fourth inning because it's nearing bedtime.
I think baseball was very funny and I like it.
Baseball can be very funny, but it's also uniquely American. And seeing America firsthand is, after all, why these kids spent their summer here. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.